Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Mr. Joyce, first off, what have you learned as far as the status of the Veteran Cemetery championed by Senator Schumer as far as when it will be opening up?
The last notice I've had it would be in November of 2020.
What have been some of the challenges from what you've understood regarding getting the cemetery developed and opened?
Well, as I understand, some of the challenges were that the bids came in too high, and then they had to resubmit the bids, and they were just recently received and granted to a handicap contractor out of Seneca County, New York.
The cemetery in Genesee County in Pembroke, what is the goal of that cemetery? What will be part of that cemetery?
The finished product, you're saying, sir?
Correct.
Okay, well, I have the original sketches that were given out to the public probably about 4 years ago. It shows the entrance, and it should have enough burial space there for 96,000 veterans. And it was in the original plan, it was supposed to have a columbarium for the cremains. And now with the lack of funds, but I'd say they had to cut back on the columbarium, the fencing, and they're going to place now 2,500 vaults in the ground for normal burials, and then also have cremains in the ground due to the lack of the columbarium.
How concerned have veterans and families been over the last couple of years about these delays in the new veteran cemetery?
There were some concerns, but they, you know, they just put it, you know, as a, you know, it was a government thing. You know, it's a, they offer up this stuff, and there's a lot of channels that they had to go through, a lot of hurdles they had to go over and accomplish. And, you know, there was a meeting in Corfu probably about 2 weeks ago. They voiced concerns that I felt they shouldn't have voiced anyway, like the naming of the cemetery. That was already done. That you know, they didn't name it after the area. They wanted as Western New York, and which in explanation of the VA representative at the time, he said that there was a survey sent out to all veterans, and the Western New York National Cemetery was the more or less the biggest pull on the survey, to name it that. And then there's other questions of, you know, saying a lack of funding. How did Senator Schumer come up with the $10 million shortage? The individuals at the meeting don't know the answers to that. They're at the bottom of the totem pole, more or less, of the power pole. It's stuff that, like, was addressed at that meeting shouldn't have been addressed. But it's, you know, and they're, you know, once it gets opened up, there was concerns about the honor guard having a temporary shelter for them. Well, the one in Florida, they are still in a temporary shelter. It's a trailer, and you know, that's just things of the nature of the beast, more what I should say. It's, you know, eventually that they will have a structure for the honor guard to change and arrest and all this stuff like that. But the funding is just not there, and they're just going to make do with what they have to work with.
With this waiting game going on here, how many veterans from Batavia, Western New York, who have veterans buried elsewhere, are they already reserving spots? So, to your knowledge, how's that working?
No, there's no reserve whatsoever. If they're buried elsewhere, it's the cost of the family to have them moved to the National Cemetery. And there's, I remember when the cemetery is first built, there was a white cross on a property, such as what you would see a fatal accident alongside the road. And after further investigation, it was found that a veteran wanted to know the location, found the location, and said he's going to go up and stake his claim. Well, that's not the way it's done. It's, you know, that's when the There is a pre-need application that veterans and spouses need to complete if they want to, you know, do prior arrangements for burial. There's a application they can fill out, so when and if that time comes around that they need the funeral service, they just hand this letter over to the funeral director and show that they're already authorized for a national cemetery burial. There's five construction trailers on site right now. The equipment, they're moving a lot of earth up there. There's a big sign that, so you know, it's the Western New York Cemetery. It sits right on the corner of Indian Falls and 77. We've had, you know, some vandalism on a site within the last couple of weeks, but, you know, that's there again. It's out of our control here.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.